Schools would work with the Stop the Bleed program, which trains individuals how to use a tourniquet to stop an individual from bleeding. The program is already an existing class and is used in some schools, but the expansion would require the program to go statewide. Clayton Goddard with Metropolitan Emergency Medical Services said trauma is the number one cause of death for people ages 1 to 45. However, he also said the program is not an active shooter program and that bleeding emergencies can come from other situations.
As a paramedic for more than 25 years, you see it every day. We've had the car wrecks today. We've had the falls today. We've had the playground incidents, and there are several sightings where this program has already been used in schools.
When asked for a scenario where students would be in an environment where students would have to give bleeding control and there would not be a nurse around, Dr. Marlon Doucet, a supporter of the bill, said this is a skill that a student can use well after they graduate.
They may not necessarily need that training while they're in the school environment, but suppose there's a larger event occurring and now you've got multiple casualties. You need to multiply the number of people with the training to provide the care necessary.
The committee passed the bill by a voice vote. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.